Michael Cornwell.
How has the run changed over the years for you?
I've got a bit slower. But yeah, it just seems to get better and better every year. You know, all the way around is, you know, you've got spectators cheering you on. You know, it's just marvellous. It's like a mini London Marathon, really.
My name's Gerard Bevoisin and I live in North End.
So you've run every Great South Run?
Every single Great South Run, yeah.
How do you keep the momentum going to do every single one?
Better every year now because there's more runners, more people, you know, and there's a lot more to see. The last 2 years, I had a tumour in my jaw.
And how's that sort of impacted on your running and your training?
Only on my breathing side of it, because I can't breathe properly. So, like last year, I had to just jog around. So.
You still did it?
Yeah, I was in the next 25. My daughter's going to push me in the wheelchair.
I'm Kyle Conway, and I live in Portsmouth.
And tell me why you've decided to do the Great South.
Basically, it's a personal challenge. Mid-2013, I was 25 stone, and I've worked hard through running. Now I'm 17 and a half stone.
And have you done many other things like this, and many other challenges?
Not really, just a couple of 5Ks and 10Ks, that's it.
Yeah. How are you feeling about the distance?
Yeah, all right. A couple of days ago, I did 10 miles for the first time ever without stopping. Yeah, so.
So you've already covered 10 miles in January. You'll be flying by the time you get to
Yeah, hopefully, time. Hopefully, yeah.
Have you set yourself a goal of a time?
I want to get under 1 hour 40. That'd be good.
I'm Sean Riley and I'm from Portsmouth. We're doing it as a bit of a personal challenge, something that we've always sort of wanted to do. I'm fairly new to it all. I've done a couple of races so far. I did the Great South 5K last year and Race for Life and a couple of other 5Ks, and building it up throughout the year. Kind of incorporated it into doing a running 500 miles throughout the year challenge, which is what the three of us are doing, and we're raising money for British Heart Foundation.